Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Tim Schwartz back with us, Indiana native and Emmy Award-winning television producer, videographer, author of a number of popular books, including Alien Artifacts, Tim Schwartz's big book of extraterrestrial encounters, The Lost Journals of Nikola Tesla, and so many more. Tim is also the co-host with Gene Steinberg on the radio show The Pedicast, and his latest book that has just come out is called Mimics, The Others Among Us, that he wrote with Sean Castile. Tim, welcome back, my friend. How have you been?
Why, thank you, George. I've been great, and as always, it's a real pleasure talking with you again.
I'm looking forward to this one. This one is a strange story, isn't it?
It really is a strange story, but I tell you, it's amazing once you get into this subject and start looking into it, how much our history has really been intertwined with whatever these things are.
How did the subject matter come to your attention?
Well, it first came to me years and years ago, and George, you're probably too young to remember this, but you know, there was a time when you could go to the drugstore and actually buy quality paperback books on paranormal subjects. And they're usually about, you know, 50, 75 cents each, just perfectly affordable for, a kid interested in this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I ran into this book called Our Haunted Planet by John Keel. And in this book, he had just a little section, and it really was more of a stepping off point, talking about other subjects. But he subtitled this section called Mimics of Man. And in it, he said that one basic fact should be obvious from the foregoing. These entities and things are not necessarily from other planet. They're closely tied to the human race. And he said that living among us undetected may be creatures, not necessarily aliens, with all the outward appearances of human beings, and he called them mimics of man, and the mimic would of necessity be a lone wolf, likely living in large, bustling cities where the eccentric and the odd may flourish unhindered. And that just fascinated me. You know, the idea that there could be things not human, looking like human, but managing to live among us for whatever reasons.
What are they lacking, Tim, to not be human?
Well, that really all depends on just exactly what we're dealing with. And that's what the subject of this book is. Because the mimics have gone by all kinds of different names throughout history. And they've been with us almost from the very, very beginning. I mean, we've called them things like gods, angels, demons, fairies, extraterrestrial, more modern idea for them. So, it really just all depends on what these things are, and that's what we hope to try to uncover with this book.
Are they intentionally disguising themselves?
Definitely. If we are dealing with, say, like, let's just firmly put this in the material world, with maybe a creature that is either prey or predator to people, because humans at this point, we've gotten to the point where there's no other predators to us on the planet. Well, what if there is? What if there was a species that actually evolved right alongside us to prey on us?
And we don't mean religious prayer either, do we?
Exactly, exactly. In the natural world, you've got, say, like insects who actually will look just like their prey so they can sit around and wait for an unsuspecting victim to come by. Now, I'm not saying, that these things are, necessarily something that preys on us. They may look like us to protect themselves.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned John Keel was one who wrote about them. Any others in history that have kind of discussed this?
Well, it's like I said, you go and you look at, say, like a fairy lore, I think, is really a good example of these things that have interacted with society. Now, when I say fairies, people just automatically go to, like the Tinkerbell type of creatures, something, little and short and glowing with wings flying around. But through most of history, when it comes to people dealing with these types of things, and like I said, they've called them fays and leprechauns and the good people. The good people is really an excellent name to call them, because they have kind of lived on the outskirts of our society and interact with us when they want to, not when we want to. And they've interacted with us in all kinds of different ways, from actually either buying or stealing food from us to actually having romantic relationships with people.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's a telling point, too, because they could be related to us in some way. Because most of the time, interspecies romances just don't work.
Do they live among us, or are they down in some cavern or something like that?
Well, maybe a little of both. There's the idea that they could be a race of, say, like a cousin species of humans, of hominins, albeit a more gentle species. And at some time in our ancient past, that they decided that they're going to get the heck away from us. We're too violent.
Mm-hmm.
And at first they lived on the outskirts of society, their cities and villages or what have you. We're out, in the desert or in the mountains. But as people became more, the world became more populous with Homo sapiens, this species said, we got to get out of here and maybe moved underground or under the ocean. Or some could actually have moved in, with us and live amongst us. I mean, there are a lot of stories that we've collected in this book of people having sightings of things that appear to be human but don't act like humans.
Do these mimics know what they are?
Oh, yes, yes. I think they definitely do. Whether, again, whether or not we're dealing with, if you know, material, physical beings, paranormal, extraterrestrial, you know, what have you, these things definitely know that they are different, and they use that difference to their advantage. You know, the I think one of the things that has allowed them to exist all this time is their ability of to subterfuge. You know, they are very good at disguising themselves. They're very good at staying hidden until they want to be seen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
We're with Tim Schwartz, co-author of the latest book, Mimics, The Others Among Us. These beings, do they lack a soul?
Oh, wow. That's really the million-dollar question. Do we have a soul?
You know? Let's assume we do.
Right, right. I think that they probably do. I think that whatever they are, again, whether they're physical or, you know, interdimensional or what have you, they probably have a soul just like us.
Did they come to us in craft, or were they born on this planet?
Well, that's one of the things that in this book that we really hoped to do is to detangle the others from the whole UFO phenomena. You know, in modern times, the two have really become intertwined with stories of human-looking extraterrestrials, or the Men in Black, even things like that. So I think that, and you know, George, your guess really is as good as mine. I mean, there could be a factor that are strictly extraterrestrial. I'm not going to throw that idea out, but I think that probably at least the major aspect of the phenomena of the mimics is that this is something that has been on our planet probably as long as we have.
And this, of course, book is not a non-fictional novel. I mean, a fictional novel. This is a non-fictional book, isn't it?
This is correct, yes. This is non-fiction. And we've, myself, Sean Castile, and then, as you said in the opening, I mean, you know, we got some really great writers like Scott Corrales and Nigel Watson, you know, people like that.
Heavy hitters, yeah.
Yeah, contributed to this book with these fascinating stories, again, stretching back across time, really long before, say, like the modern UFO era. But I think that the modern UFO era has really helped bring this idea to the forefront.
You have highlighted some examples of individuals who have had encounters with these beings, one being the late remote viewer Ingo Swann.
Ingo Swann, who very well known for working with the government intelligence services with his remote viewing abilities, he was one time tasked to actually remote view the dark side of the moon, and given very specific latitude and longitudes, lunar latitudes and longitudes, and when he actually started viewing this location, he said that he saw human-looking beings on the surface of the moon without what it didn't appear to, like, if they had any kind of protection, you know, on them. And the frightening thing to him was that they became aware that he was looking at them. So after this initial encounter, when Ingo was in Los Angeles with a friend and in a supermarket, he came across this, as he described her, an extremely beautiful woman wearing shorts and a tank top, and just absolutely stunning. And he said that as he got closer, she was looking at the avocados, very interested in the avocados. When he got closer, he was struck with a feeling of terror that just overwhelmed his senses. And he got the impression, first of all, that this woman was not human, that she looked human, looked like a very beautiful human, but she wasn't. And that if she became aware that he knew that what she was, his life would probably be in danger.
Interesting. Are they working among us? I mean, do they have jobs? Do they have social security cards?
You know, that was one of the things that the early contactee movement, starting in the 1950s, with people like George Adamski and Howard Menger, talked quite a bit about, that these beings, space brothers, as they called them, looked so human that they actually managed to infiltrate our society, living amongst us, working with us for whatever reasons. Now, of course, the contactees, you know, the space brothers were telling them that, you know, they were there to help mankind, that we were going to destroy ourselves with atomic weapons, and that they actually were using their influence, because they looked so much like us, within business and politics, to help steer us away towards a more peaceful society. And I think that various governments really took this to heart, that we were being infiltrated. And of course, this idea of the 1950s, I mean, it fit right in with the Cold War mentality that was going on at the time. You know, I mean, not only were governments afraid that, the communists, you know, were hiding
under everywhere. We were so paranoid about it, too,
right,
at the time.
Right. So, I mean, you know, think about it. Worried about the Soviet Union infiltrating us. What about a superior race of extraterrestrials that could be living, you know, amongst us. That was a big worry.
What did you find in your research with the book, Tim, that was so profound it still has you shaking your head?
Well, I think the most profound thing about all of this book is just really how pervasive this whole phenomena is, that that we have sharing the planet with us another intelligence, all right? That we're not alone. Not only are we not alone probably in the universe, but that we share this planet with another, possibly superior intelligence that's been with us this entire time, that has been possibly manipulating society through a religion, culture, other types of things, and that our history is probably just as much part of their history as well.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.